Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, June 20th, 2022. So, on this Juneteenth or thereabouts, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a splendid solve?
It was a good Monday puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
A very obscure theme, though, for Monday, I thought.
Uh-huh.
The theme revolved around 65 across was the revealer, and that was D.C. baseball players, or what the ends of all the theme clues sound like. And, of course, the answer was Nationals, the Washington Nationals. But the theme clues had no, there was just no relationship to them at all. 17 across, data sources for election day coverage, exit polls.
Mm-hmm.
21 across, accessories that may feature Windsor knots, neckties. 39 across, large props held by contest winners in publicity photos, oversized checks. And 55 across, late 1950 car stylings designed to look aerodynamic, was tail fins. And I had to pause a minute when it was like, okay, why do those sound like Nationals? Like Nationals, like Nationals. Then I realized they were talking about like nationality Nationals. And if you read them, they do sound like Nationals. Exit polls, neckties, oversized checks, and tail fins.
Mm-hmm.
So,
poles, ties, checks, and fins.
And fins, yes. Nationals. So, anyway, that was the theme. And cool. It was a good theme. But just, you know, usually on Monday, the themes are pretty straightforward. That one I had to think a little bit.
Yeah.
But I figured it out and got the puzzle done.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't find too much difficulty in this.
No, but I did learn a new word.
What was that?
47 across, mournful as poetry, elegiac. Elegiac. How do you say that?
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen that word before, but I mean it's referring to an
elegy.
An elegy.
I know.
So,
but I've heard elegy many times, but elegiac, I've never heard that.
Elegiac.
Elegiac.
This looks like how I'd want to tackle it.
Yeah,
first
me
off,
too.
But
me too. But anyway, so learned a new word on a Monday. That's kind of unique, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was looking at nine down. A strong negative reaction is from the public, and I thought it was bad press, but it turned out to be backlash.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
16 across in that same corner, tolerate. I had stand and then had to turn that into abide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think those were 24 down. Desert on the Silk Road. So my geography got me loused up before I finally stumbled upon Gobi. Because I was thinking of Giza at first, but I think that's a pyramid in Egypt, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
It's
so,
not a desert.
And it definitely wasn't on the Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were really lost.
Right.
But they did have Suez right next to that, 25
right.
down. So
mm-hmm. yep.
Maybe that's what got me thinking about
a little section of Mideastern African, I guess, geography there.
Mm-hmm. They had Ireland in literature. This shows up fairly often. That was Erin.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
but the one right under it doesn't. 72 across, like moldy basements and some memes. Dank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen dank in a crossword.
Yeah, I don't know about dank memes,
but means mold, you know, wet, moldy.
Well, I know wet, moldy as in, yeah, I know what the word means, but I just didn't think of it in terms of memes.
No, I can't think of a dank meme, that's true, me either.
I don't know, maybe there's some memes where they just have pictures of moldy basements.
No, I don't think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Dank. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the cotton fabric named for a French city, Lille?
Uh-huh.
Not sure how you pronounce that, actually. It's L-I-S-L-E.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was Lyle.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone from France happens to be listening in, or from Quebec, or from any other place.
From a fabric store.
That's right. Please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and let us know how to pronounce that.
Mm-hmm. Another unusual word, four down. Test one's blank via challenge.
Test one's metal.
Metal, yes.
Yes, I like that word.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Let's see. I didn't quite follow 26 Cross, Kid Lit Classic, Blueberries for Sal.
I remember that book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did it involve blueberries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And someone named Sal, I presume?
Yes.
It's all making
that was
sense.
A Beverly Cleary title. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wow, you can even name drop the author.
I believe she wrote that. Mm-hmm. So, there was another one that I thought was interesting. 53 Across, Lady in Progressive Ads, Flo.
Mm-hmm.
She has shown up quite a bit as you know recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of interesting.
That's
Flo has made the crossword puzzle.
That sounds like one of those words that one of those answers, the clues for which would have evolved over time.
I know.
You know, because mm-hmm. I mean, now Flo is current. But for instance, if you go back, so Flo has shown up 70 times during the shorts era.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time it was in, well, actually, and even before then, it goes all the way back to 1951, mm-hmm. where the answer was Ziegfeld.
No. Yeah.
Mr. Flo. Ziegfeld.
Flo Ziegfeld. Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Well, you know, the Ziegfeld Follies.
No.
It was a. He was sort of a producer of reviews, you know, like shows, you know, before television and movies and stuff. They would have live shows, and he had one called the Ziegfeld Follies.
I've heard that name, mm-hmm. but his first name was Flo?
It was like Florin.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Because then they had, you know, they had girls' nicknames showed up a lot. Famous name in theater lore, so I guess that's Flo Ziegfeld.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it was
Many Ziegfelds there.
Ziegfeld ruled supreme. But then, okay, 1984, Waitress in Mel's Diner.
Oh, yeah, Flo.
Right.
She was in, that was a TV show called Alice.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, that looks like they started, that must have started sometime in the
80s.
In the 80s, because mm-hmm. that's when that clue starts to pop up.
Uh-huh.
And then, and then they had in 1999, Mrs. Andycap.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they had that starting in, looks like 1998 was the first time they clued it. They probably said, could you please come up with some other clue for uh-huh. Flo?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
They have Flo-Jo there. Flo-Jo, mm-hmm. the joiner, the Olympic runner.
Right. So
it was Florence, but they called her Flo-Jo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, it's just one of these clues that mm-hmm. just the clues for this answer, Flo, have just uh-huh. evolved. There's the first time it looks like in 2012, Woman in Progressive Insurance Commercials.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then it showed up a couple of times uh-huh. Since then, including today.
Yep.
So
good old Flo.
Yep.
See her more often.
And the good old xwordinfo.com. Mm-hmm. Highly recommended.
Yeah, that can be really interesting to study. You know, I use that, of course, for Triplet Tuesday.
Right.
But, yeah, that is an interesting site.
I wish we could get access to all their data. There would be so much fun just diving through it. But uh-huh. they sort of guard that like the crown jewels.
Well, I can understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's their data. Mm-hmm. So, although I presume they got it from the New York Times. They didn't just, like, type in every crossword.
I would hope not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Okay.
So tomorrow, of course, is Triplet Tuesday, the three most exciting minutes in podcasting.
Yes.
And we hope you will all join us for that and gather friends and relations about so all of you can share and participate in that historic event.
Yes.
And that's it again, like I said, for today. And we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.